Halloween is over, and it's now time for the spookiest time of the year, the time of endless Mariah Carey songs, of constant family pressure, of a nearly doubled suicide rate, of creepy old men breaking into your house, and of all those people saying that you can't celebrate your holiday, but must celebrate their own holiday. That's right, it's the holiday season. Ooh, so scary. And to celebrate this scary time of year, we at the Paleobites Patreon are discussing the scariest dinosaur movie of all time, Corpse Bride. Now, how is that a dinosaur movie, you might ask? Well, it is about a fossil, is it not? Like the mummified Borealpelta corpse that we found. It's basically that, but Tim Burton, and stop motion, and spooky. I think it counts. Anyways, link is in the description for you can get this bonus Paleobites Patreon content. Thank you for your support and have a spooky day!
Roar. Growl. Snarl. Bellow.
Welcome to Paleobites, the podcast that puts the die in dinosaurs. My name is Matthew Dahl, and each week I and a rotating series of guest co-hosts talk about and rate a genus of prehistoric animal, be it dinosaur, mammal, arthropod, and so on. This week, for perhaps the last time, she'll ever be on the show! Maybe not, because she'll come and visit, but you know, you're moving, and this is the last time we're recording an episode!
I am.
It's Lexi Ryan!
That is me, hello.
Hello, how are you?
I'm good,
yeah.
Actually.
Yeah. What have you thought so far? That's my dinosaur-related question, just going right into it.
What's been
your favorite experience of Paleobites so far?
I mean, all of it. Learning is great. Hanging out with you is great. Laughing's fun.
Laughing is fun. Shame there's not really a lot of it here, because my jokes are no good. But
no. You laugh.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah, no, that's good. I like that. I guess what's been your favorite creature? I really liked when you sent me a message at 7 in the morning that was like, we got to discuss Eremotherium, the giant ground
sloth. Yeah, that's when I was at the Smithsonian.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
it was 9 there, to be fair.
No,
I
know. And I was up because
was
of...
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was up.
It was earlier, yeah.
Yeah, no, but that's okay. I was up because I tend to get up.
Well, yeah, I was like, we got to be talking about this. This is crazy. This is big giant sloth. I think, but hands down, a moment I will never forget is when I found out that
it was just completely said the T-Rex having two fingers.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is that T-Rexes have two fingers and that there's a whole lot of animals that you would think has three. I have an Instagram poll right now seeing if the general population is not having their
mind
blown.
By the time this episode comes out, it is long gone because it is a story that was only last 24 hours. So
it is long gone, but the world will know the answer because
the
right
results,
now, people so far,
I voted yes. Yeah, like I voted yes. I think only one other person voted
yes. Yeah, one other person so far. Let's take a peek.
Most people have said three. A few people have
right
said four.
Now. Okay, it looks like, here we go. We have six votes. 55% is three fingers.
Okay.
And then we have three votes for four fingers. Apologies, I live downtown. There's sirens because it's crazy up in here. And then two votes for two fingers.
Sad.
So you and one another person. But 55% of people, three fingers, 27%. Four fingers. The world does not know about this. It is mind-blowing.
They blame the American educational system.
Yeah. Apparently, we don't cover enough about ancient prehistoric creatures.
No, absolutely not. Well, it's because, I don't know, it's just... And also, like, a lot of depictions, like, seem to have it with three fingers. Like I said, like in Fantasia, Walt Disney had to specifically draw the T-Rex with three fingers just because he thought it looked cooler. Even paleontologists at the time are
because,
like...
And normally, I don't want to agree with a man like Walt Disney, but he's right.
Yeah. Well, and like...
It looks... odd otherwise.
Remember,
you have a tuning fork on your person.
Remember the Peter Jackson King Kong movie, the one with Jack Black?
I did not see that film.
Oh, you didn't? Okay.
No.
Okay, well, directed by the guy who directed Lord of the Rings.
Is that the Naomi Watts one?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I saw, like, snippets.
Okay. Well, there's, so all the dinosaurs in that are made up. They're like, what if they evolved?
I did
evolved?
Not even remember that there were dinosaurs.
Yeah, there's
that.
A lot of dinosaurs
oh, okay.
in that movie.
Clearly, I have to watch it.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's good. I mean, it's corrected.
I was avoiding it because that dude's in it who's Aiden Brody.
Adrian Brody.
Yeah,
yeah, he's the bank. Yeah, yeah, I get that. But also, there's a lot of bugs in it. There's no sea monsters in it.
I should watch it. Well, that's a perk.
Yeah.
I don't love the sea monsters.
I mean, there is a river monster in a deleted scene, so. But
don't know. So there's all the dinosaurs in there are made up. They're like, what if they evolved for 65 million years after dinosaurs died out in this secluded place? So it's all these new dinosaurs.
Cool.
And they have, instead of a T-Rex or a Tyrannosaurus Rex, they have a V-Rex or a Vastastosaurus Rex.
V-Rex.
Yeah.
Weird.
Yeah. But one of the evolutionary quirks they gave it, as well as having more crocodile-like skin, a prominent overbite. Oh, no. Crocodile-like overlapping jaws and like a sort of bigger size, it also has three fingers. So they agreed with you.
Yeah.
So they're like, our made-up T-Rex equivalent is going to have three fingers.
Yes. Because otherwise it looks too weird. Because,
like, even in the Skull Island, like, a Brief History of Skull Island or something, it's a book or something that it's like a field guide or whatever, mm-hmm. and it mentions that it evolved that extra finger. So they knew that T-Rex had two fingers, like, but this one evolved an extra finger to help grip prey better. And I'm like, you just did that to have a three-fingered T-Rex.
I mean, but even, like, here's the thing, though. Our forks that we use, do you own a two-pronged fork? No.
Do you own a three-pronged fork, though?
Yes.
Oh, really? Those are called tridents.
Well, though. I have tiny tridents that you see, and I also have a set that is
also
four.
Two-pronged forks are called hot dog grabber things.
They're, it's like a pruning or tuning
fork. Yeah.
Tuning fork. Kettle like prod. Where you go like ding, you know, like that. Anyway.
Anyways. If you could, I guess we already talked about that. I was about to add a dice roll question, but we've been talking about how your run on Paleobites so far. That might be coming to a triumphant close.
I'm trying to think of the question. I cannot remember from earlier, but I do have...
Oh, yeah, you had a question.
I did, but I can't remember. But I do have a new one. I just don't know if we've already done it, which is if you could ride one or befriend... No, here's this. Here we go.
Yeah.
If you had one as your best friend...
I already have one as my best friend. Her name is Lyra.
Okay, that's true. But, okay, but if you had like a straight-up really old-school one...
Okay.
As your best friend, who and why?
Probably one I could keep in my apartment... because I don't want it to be too big.
Okay, elaborate.
Yeah, so like maybe a real velociraptor. So like the ones that are about the size of a turkey.
Okay.
So
it would be helpful to have a velociraptor. I mean, what's your reason?
Because I could keep it in the apartment and...
because my landlord would allow me to own a velociraptor. Well, of course, that's velociraptor, my reason.
But then also, if someone's annoying me, I could be like, I have a pet velociraptor like you.
What's the rent on that? Jeez. Monthly pet rent.
I'd have a lease that would be
even
like
emotional support.
Emotional support raptor. Yeah. Like you have to let me have this.
Yeah.
Actually, landlord. If the landlord doesn't listens, I don't care because they already know about this. My bird's not technically allowed either.
I think just because it's something I can't experience as a human, my answer would be, and you're going to, I feel like this is not correct the way I'm going to say this.
No,
that's what I thought of first, which is Brachiosaurus Rex, which is the creation in my mind of what a Brachiosaurus is. Yeah. But I would like to be friends with like a pterodactyl or something that flew.
Okay, cool.
Because I want to, but I want one that's big enough that I can ride it.
Okay, so Quetzalcoatlus, which was the one that was
Quetzalcoatlus.
Also Quetzalcoatlus or whatever. I don't know how it's pronounced. It was also in the new Jurassic World Dominion, so.
Yeah, but I want one of those as a friend.
Yeah.
And like the simple reason is I can't fly right now.
Yeah.
I would love to do that. I have so many dreams about flying. I would love to friggin' fly all over the place.
Yeah,
you'd
ride on its back. Yeah.
Yeah, right on his back. And also, like, it can do some damage, as we saw in Jurassic World 3.
Yeah, it like...
Like, it you know...
tears down a plane.
Yeah, spoiler alert. Yeah.
Well, that's in the trailers, to be fair, too.
Oh, is it? Okay.
So...
Well, yeah. I mean, that thing could also protect me a bit. But the main reason would be flying.
Yeah, the prologue, it had the Quetzalcoatlus walking on all four legs, like, on the ground, as it does. And... Even it's so big.
The flying one?
Yeah.
Interesting.
But
okay.
Even it's so big that when it does that, it's still the height of a giraffe.
Damn.
Like when it's just on the ground walking.
Yeah. That thing is. Did you ever do an episode about that? That thing.
Yes,
sounds
I have.
Okay, good.
I have.
I'll listen to it and educate myself.
It's with my New Zealander friend, Ben O'Regan.
Amazing.
So.
Yeah. I'll check it out.
So, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyways, well, so what type of dinosaur are we doing on your potentially last episode of Paleo Bites?
No idea. I do have an idea.
Yeah, you do have an idea. It combines... We're talking about something you find funny versus something you find gross.
What's gross?
Because you don't like feet.
I don't... Oh. Well, I butchered that.
Okay, so we're talking about erectopus.
Sure.
Okay. It means upright foot.
Yes.
Yes.
To be to clarify, I have feet issues. Feet
yes.
are very nasty.
Yes, they are.
And penises are funny.
They are funny.
Yes.
Yeah, they are. I mean, look, it's just...
Because we're 12. Yeah, and no, it's, again, erect is giggly.
I mean,
you know?
No, it's like when like a nude man is just going around, it's just flopping everywhere. It's like,
Jesus,
it's funny. It's
what a horrible image.
It's funny, but like if there's a nude woman, she's graceful, you know, when she's
oh God. All right.
Anyway,
graphic. This is a PG-13 rated episode. Yeah. So
anyway.
Obviously, this is going to be a fit of giggles because we're
oh, yeah.
talking about
the upright
yeah.
foot.
Plus, I mean, and by the way,
yes.
On one of the most successful comedic nerd shows of all time, Big Bang Theory.
Yes,
they even make jokes about playing Catan, where they're like, "I'm going to erect."
Oh yes,
a settlement, and everyone giggles.
Yeah, that was my least favorite joke of the show. But
your least favorite joke of the entire show?
Because I thought it was childish.
Was the joke? Were you thought it was childish?
We
are over here giggling about it
yeah.
as well. And you just talked about a floppy naked man. What do you mean childish?
I consider myself above such childish. Nah,
all right.
No, well. No, it's fine. Also, to be fair, spoiler alert for that episode, it was all dream in Leonard's head anyway. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, because it was
I mean, maybe I did. I haven't seen it. It stuck out because I love Catan, and I also thought it was funny.
Yeah, because they were talking about, like, he needs wood. That's,
yeah.
They were talking, that's why
I'll give you woods and then I can erect a settlement.
Yeah.
That's exactly the rules. That's straight up the rules of the game of Catan. That
yeah.
is how it works.
Yeah.
And yet it makes you giggle.
Of course.
Not for you, apparently.
No, it does make me. I just thought it was kind of low hanging fruit there, but I'm
oh,
not one to
I,
talk as
you know,
talking about erect.
Who are we to judge? That's up to the suits at Washington.
I apologize. I'm sure the listeners are like, low-hanging fruit. Does that bother you, Matt, really? As they're listening to
is
the erectopus.
Is that a
balls joke? No, they're just talking about as we're just talking about the erectopus.
Because low-hanging fruit makes me think of Fruit of the Loom, low-hanging balls.
Cool.
We're talking about erectopus.
Erectopus. All right. Type it as a basal allosaurid, which means it's an earlier version of an allosaurid. But even though it lived far later than most other allosaurids, including its namesake Allosaurus, it just had no reason to keep getting less primitive. I don't know why. Evolution's cray, yo. Size 16 feet/5 meters long. 700 pounds or 312 kilograms.
16 seems shorter than most of the dinosaurs.
Oh yeah, this one's
about.
Yeah, this was it's about okay. Back to our standard cars. This is about the length of a pickup truck. So.
Oh okay. Okay.
So yeah, and it's probably like you could probably look at it. Like it probably
so definitely still rideable.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I mean, you could probably look at it right in the eye. It, like if it's 16 feet tall, it's probably like 6 or 7 feet tall, which means
I could ride this then.
You
I could
ride
because I could ride a horse.
I guess
I've
no, a horse is more
elephant.
Than like 7 feet tall, right? Oh.
No. Oh, I was talking about it's big enough to ride.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yeah. No, I guess you could ride it on its back, but it's also 700 pounds. I'm about a third of that. So I'd probably crush it, but maybe not.
No, I don't know. I mean, the maximum weight for horse riding is 225 pounds, which is what they say horse breeders.
Well, I can't ride a horse.
Which
then.
Is what which is what horse breeders say, but I'm not sure if that's actually true. Because if you look throughout history, all those fat kings,
yeah.
were on horses.
Now, to be fair, how was the horse doing?
I just know like there's a show called Nathan For You. It's ridiculous with a comedian, but basically there's a horse owner at a ranch who has a problem, and she's like, I would really like to one of his suggestions is cater to overweight guests, because most people, if you know, you're cut off if you're 225 or above.
Mm-hmm.
But he came up with a way to strap balloons to them so that they would weigh less and the overweight or larger people could still ride the horse.
But you just know you're overweight because you got a bunch of balloons falling.
Right, and so that was one of the flaws of the experiment, was the shame and embarrassment of these giant, I'm talking, they were weather balloons, so they were like friggin' huge.
I was just saying, like a standard.
But anyway, so I could definitely ride this thing.
Yeah,
I mean, unless
that's true.
I don't know if horses have like super strength or something.
Also,
crap.
To be fair, I think horses are bigger than 700 pounds.
No.
Yeah.
You're kidding me.
I think they're like a ton.
Horses can. Do you think?
Yeah. Okay, hold on. Let me check.
I'll make it on the Google. Yeah.
Okay. The Mr. Google
How
Matron.
How much does a horse weigh? This here says, 900 to 2,000.
Yep, so half a ton to a ton, basically. So, yeah, you could probably ride it, but it might be. Also, it could be stronger than a horse, so.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Like, what do these things' legs look like? How chonky is it?
Well, that's the thing. Like, if it's 16 feet tall and 700 pounds, it's probably pretty thin. Because, like, well, that's the thing. Most of these meat-eating dinosaurs, they're much more lightweight, and they're not as dense as mammals because they have, like, the... And this is why birds can fly so well, because they have their bones are more hollow, so...
By the way, two more votes for three fingers on that.
Ah!
We're at 62% three fingers,
people,
folks.
I mean... Eh, it's fine.
I'm telling you, well, in case anyone wants to learn something new, this is sounds like a lot of people don't know this, so blow someone's mind today. Go share that with them.
Yeah, that T-Rex only had...
That T-Rex and other dinosaurs similar to it, right?
Oh, let me... well, in its family, the Tyrannosaurus.
Family,
yes.
Have only two phalanges on each arm.
Yep.
They will be like, what?
Let me check the skeleton for Erectopus to see how many. I believe it's three.
Bones.
Check the boners of...
Oh, my God. Boners.
Of Erectopus.
I was just making a simple bone joke.
Yeah. Let's get a bone the Erectopus. God.
I'm sorry.
I was not one to talk
what?
About...
What? Did you
I'm
say
not...
you, were, you say you wanted to bang this dinosaur?
Because it's Erectopus.
So you're going to bang it?
Look, I can't. It's dead. It's be necrophilia anyways.
So, this got away from me quickly.
I mean, actually, I'm not one to talk about low-hanging fruit on Big Bang Theory when I make crap like this up. So, all right, let's see. Hold on. Etymology, history, Erectopus. Okay, I can't seem to find out about it, but let me look at its family, the Allosauridae.
Do we know how many? Yeah, it's fingers.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah. So
very important because it. I have established, we rate dinosaurs on this show, and I have established that if a dinosaur has only two fingers on each arm.
Allosaurids have three fingers per hand.
Thank God.
With the second, third digits being approximately equal in length.
Thank God. If a dinosaur only has two fingies on their hand, they are at 30 million rating or lower. So, Erectopus, fair game. Great job, buddy. That's awesome. Okay.
So, again, if we ever get you back, Mononychus is the next episode.
Okay. Right. That thing is super creepy.
Yeah, anyways. Erectopus, it's a carnivore, of course. Time, early Cretaceous, 110 to 101 million years ago. Binary Phanax would love those numbers. Because 110101.
Quick joke for all you super nerds.
Well, and quick joke for us, as we were talking about earlier, location is France. So, shout out to Ratatouille, apparently the racist movie.
Apparently, I was at the party, and I was speaking in this accent, and then I did not know there was a Frenchman next to me.
This is like,
and
how dare
was
you
like, you are racist! And I was like, I'm simply quoting Ratatouille. The rat, he stole my documents. Like, that's what it says in the movie.
I mean, it's certainly a typical, perhaps, but that's racist, too. See, I'm not better with the accent.
Yes.
Sacré bleu.
Zouteleur.
Zouteleur.
Fromage.
Baguette. Anyways, described in 1923, pop culture appearances, yeah, like anything's brave enough to feature something with his name. So no pop culture references.
Probably not.
Okay, so
nothing that's not X-rated. There probably is definitely some porn out there with this name.
With it's like my
Erectopus.
Name's Erectopus.
Puss, yeah, and especially because puss is in there. Like,
yeah.
I'm sure there's some nasty stuff there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured this joke would be perfect to talk about with Lexi here for a couple reasons. One, she loves a good penis joke. Here we are with an animal that has literally the word erect in its genus name, as well as puss. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah.
I
mean,
it's different.
It's double funny.
Yeah. But there's one body part in particular that Lexi doesn't.
I get it. But like pussyfooting is a thing. Like when someone like pussyfoots around.
Oh, yeah.
So like it kind of the entomology of the name. Like
the upright foot.
Yeah. Well, I mean, puss must mean.
Foot. Like octopus means 8 feet. So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So, okay, that makes sense. Yeah.
So
I'm just dirty.
But that's the thing about feet. So there's one body part in particular Lexi doesn't like. It's the good old stompers themselves. That's right, feet.
Yeah, I think they're gross. They're close to the ground. That's where the dirt is. They're nasty. They smell. Get them away.
And this creature means upright foot. And what's more, its species name is Superbus, which means proud. So,
wait, did you have a picture of this?
Oh, no, I have not. Hold on.
I would like to see. And y'all Google Erectopus.
Turn
Safe
Search
on. Safe Search on, and then Google that if you like. That's a great suggestion.
Oh, yeah. So it's basically like.
I would like to see. Because if it has.
What's it doing on the Jurassic Park wiki? It was not in the franchise.
Maybe it was in
the. Oh, it's featured at the Jurassic Park Institute, now available to browse on Dinopedia. Okay, there we go. Okay, that's just pop culture preference.
Let's see what this thing looks like. Okay, so where's the upright foot that I was
That's the thing. I'll get into why it's called that.
Okay.
And that it doesn't make
so
any sense.
So it looks pretty basic.
Yeah, yeah. Like, I mean, it's got long
arms. I mean, it's got meteor arms.
Yeah,
though.
It's got long arms. Like, wait, hold on. Big One, boys. Two, three. That has four fingers.
Well, even better.
I mean, I guess upright foot. Look at that. That foot's standing upright.
You
Maybe
know,
it's just
you
always
know.
On one foot. Like a bird when it sleeps.
Maybe.
No. But so it means proud upright foot because its species name is Superbus. So put it all together, you got a proud upright foot. It's like if Quentin Tarantino described a dinosaur.
I am a proud upright foot.
Yeah. Oh, I can't stretch for that long with my feet up.
Weird.
As for why it's called this, the proud upright foot, I have no idea. I've looked all up.
I thought you said you were getting to why.
I'm getting to what I have written down, the reason to why, which is
that
I don't have
know.
A reason. But there is an interesting story here for it. In 1882, like all meat-eating dinosaurs at the time, it was originally put under the genus name Megalosaurus, which is the first theropod dinosaur described and probably the most famous wastebasket taxon in history. Now, what is a wastebasket taxon, you may ask?
Say it again. Waste?
Wastebasket taxon.
Taxon, okay.
A wastebasket taxon refers to a taxon that's hastily classified as a specific genus when it doesn't seem to fit anywhere else.
Okay.
It's always temporary as a way to give the remains a name rather than having to use their inventory numbers, which are often like A357 4B, you know?
Totally.
After further remains were uncovered, enough differences were uncovered that it was assigned a new genus name, Erectopus, probably because someone had a fetish. I don't know, but...
it was probably just because of what you laid out, like the erect foot.
It's not like it always stood. It wasn't hopping on one foot.
True. I guess, never mind. Like, I guess that still doesn't give us context as to why someone...
Maybe the
that.
Skeleton had its foot upright.
Maybe.
It's like, I don't know. But then it's always laying on the ground, so I don't know.
Because I think the foot part makes it like... Maybe that is the fetish part. I don't know. I really hope not.
I mean, maybe it had
longer
legs.
I don't want to kink shame. Look, you're into what you're into, but
some people
me
are
out of
into, look, look, I mean, just so you know, I'm not a Quentin Tarantino type. That thing in I've talked about this before so many times. In Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, when you see Margot Robbie in the theater just sitting with her bare feet upright, I'm like, ugh. Out of all the places to be barefoot, the movie theater is the worst place. Mm-hmm. Sounds like you repressed that scene from your memory.
I guess maybe I did.
Yeah, because you said you saw that movie, right?
Oh, yeah. I saw it in theaters. One of my friends was in it.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. So the original fossils resided in the private collection of a man named Louis Pearson. Although I guess if it's French, it's Louis Pearson.
Probably more accurate.
But after his death, the fossils were dispersed and subsequently lost, meaning scientists had no more access to this original.
Why would they do that?
See, this is why a fossil specimen should never be privately owned.
Yeah.
Like, there's so many times you see in... Lately, there's been some news stories later about, like, these rich people buying these skeletons, and I'm like, don't! Don't!
Yeah.
But they're like, but it's...
Those belong in a museum.
Exactly. Like, Indiana Jones said it best, it belongs in a museum. Mm-hmm. But...
I would not know, because I have not finished Indiana Jones ever.
It's not great.
I'll watch it at some point.
It's a poor man's mummy with Brendan Fraser, even though it came first.
Yeah, it's hard to top Brendan Fraser. 90s Brendan Fraser, for sure.
Yeah. Fortunately, some of the bones were later discovered to have resided in Museum National d'Histoire Naturelle in Paris. and later, more were found by a Parisian fossil dealer, which sounds ominous, if you ask me. Like a fossil dealer, like, hey, kid, you want some fossils?
Why? Is the part... Which part? Fossil dealer is the part
that just sounds like drug dealer to me.
Is it only because it's Parisian?
No, it's nothing to do with that. It's just fossil dealer. Just like.
Oh, like a drug dealer. I see what you're saying.
It's like, hey, kid, you want some fossils?
There are plenty of other, like, art dealers.
Hey, kid, you want some art?
Hey, what are you talking about over here, kid? You want some of these Omnonites?
Yeah, you want some of these Mona Lisa, because we're in Paris.
There's a creature named Mona Lisa you got a fossil of?
Yeah, it's a Mona Lisa. It was called that because it smiles.
Creepy. You could tell that just from a fossil.
Yeah, it's got these big sparkly
Apparently,
teeth.
Now I have turned into French.
I like how we started the Jersey accents.
First, I was creepy, like this, you know?
It's like, hey, I'm walking here. Start off more.
Hey, I'm walking here.
Yeah. So what?
Yeah, you erectopus, you.
I got sent some erectopus to take care of you.
Is that like Russian? Yes.
I got some erectopus to take care of you.
That was good.
Yeah, I'm pretty good with my Russian accent. After they dealt with these fossil dealers, I didn't say I dealt with, like, they fed them to the fishes. They were sleeping with them. When they got exchanged.
The sluts. They're sleeping around with the fish? My God.
So after they got the fossils from the fossil dealers, it allowed for a reevaluation of the genus by paleontologist Ronan Alain. Why is this so
Ronan Alain. What's it?
Ronan Alain.
Ronan Alain.
R-O-N-A-N-L-A-L-L-A-I-N.
Ronan Alain.
Ronan Alain. Why was that so hard for me? You ever have a word or a name that's way harder for you than it should be? Like
mine, coral sometimes.
Coral? Yeah. Or like Benedict Cumberbatch with penguin. He says penguin.
That was hysterical. Benedict Cumberbatch, penguins.
Penguin.
He gets further and further away. Google the clip. Benedict Cumberbatch can't say penguin.
Yeah, no, my girlfriend was showing me that clip. It's very funny.
It is extremely funny. Penguins.
Penguin.
And he had no idea he was doing it.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Bagel. Anyway, so.
That's incorrect.
I know. But so the paper diagnoses Erectopus superbus as a rounded.
Did you said superbus a second ago?
Erectopus superbus. Again, it means proud, upright foot. The superbus part means proud, apparently.
That's funny. Okay.
Proud, upright foot. So maybe someone whose foot's just popping.
Gross.
Yeah.
It must be named after a raquette.
Yeah. Or a can-can. It was French. How about some can-can dancers?
Raquettes.
Yeah. Yeah. Raquettes doing the can-cans.
Yeah. That's what the, you know the Rockettes, right?
Well, it's a band,
right? They're the Radio City Rockettes that do the Thanksgiving thing, and they're all the girls who do all the every year.
Oh,
they're famous.
I know the name Rockettes, but I didn't know
they
did that.
Radio City Rockettes. It's like a whole group that has been around for decades.
Okay,
But they're famous for doing the can-can. Like they do line dances together.
There we go. Well, good to know. We were making the same joke.
We were.
Really listening. So.
And now you know what the Rockettes are.
Oh, this is this podcast.
And
is
I'm educating you now.
This podcast is surprisingly educational for a bunch of things that have absolutely nothing to do with dinosaurs.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
Anyway, so there's all this technical stuff that defines Erectopus superbus. But the funny thing is that there's nothing in here to do with feet. Like, it's like rounded anterior ramus of maxilla, slender neck of femur, posterior curvature of proximal half of femur.
I'm struggling to know when the word is stopping. Hold on.
What this is just all. This is why I'm not a real paleontologist.
I haven't gone to school for it for once.
Anterodorso edge of calcinum dorsally projected. Calcinum twice as long as deep vertically. Posteomedial process for tibia. See. What is this? Nuts.
I wonder how good my hair would be if I could eat the bones of this dinosaur. I'm weird. I eat bones sometimes. Not like,
get
not
the
like,
marrow.
No,
yeah.
Like, yeah, the marrow. Like,
yeah.
I don't like the way I started to phrase it.
I just randomly
eat bones. No. Like chicken marrow, you know, sucking on that. Bone marrow, ribs, all that stuff. Dinosaurs.
Nice.
But you did say it before. If you ate a dinosaur, they have a lot of toxic stuff in them.
Well, specifically the meat-eating dinosaurs.
Well, oh, and did you specify if this one was yet?
This is a meat-eater,
this
yes.
Is. Oh, you said today all of them are predators.
Yes.
That we did.
Just by sheer coincidence, so.
Yeah.
All right. So, as for the actual prehistoric animal itself, it was presumably a major predator, although fossil evidence for its time and place is actually poorly known. And one of the things, again, since we found most of its fossils were uncovered by a private collector, and he didn't really account for where they were. All we know is they were in France. So we don't really know what its habitat is like either.
Mysterious.
So we don't know. I mean, presumably there was to be some, like, ornithomimids or stegosaurs or sauropods.
Snegosaurs?
Stegosaurs. But yeah, sure, snegosaurs. You know, there are segnosaurs.
Snegosaur is funnier.
It does. It's like snuggle sores.
That was cooter.
All right, so I guess we're going to rate the proud, upright, penis foot thing 1 out of 65 million, shall we?
I mean, I like the name. It
Even
makes
though it
me giggle, but
yeah.
There's nothing extra special about this thing. And the
its backstory is more interesting.
It has an interesting arm. I love that it has more than two fingers. So immediately
it's very important to Lexi. Hold on. How's that poll going?
It's immediately above 30 in terms of million.
Because that's the minimum.
That's the minimum for a dinosaur with.
Even though you gave Suchomimus 23 million.
Well, that was before I realized that these things are freaks. So.
Okay.
So, I'm going to have to say a solid. A solid, like, 38.
38 million? Cool. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to give it like a 15 million because, yeah, it's not really that interesting other than like where it's from. And also, it's mysterious origins. But I don't know why it's called. Who in the world thought a rectopus was a good name
for
a
dinosaur? It must have been standing up or something.
But how could it. But it was like. You find it lying down because it's dead.
Well, maybe it was in bedrock on the side of a mountain.
Oh, okay. And then I
don't know how archaeological digs. Paleontology. Yeah, I guess. Yeah. To work. I don't know if you can dig into a cliffside.
Well,
probably not.
Actually, no, you can. Dinosaur Ridge has those footprints that are all like on the side of the cliff. But they originally it wasn't on the side. It was down, but the rock layer pushed it sideways. So, yeah. Anyways, all right. Well, that's it for this week. If you want to get a hold of the show and contact me at mattd@mattdoncurry.com for any general questions to any of your co-hosts. If you have some messages for Lexi, even though this might be her last episode, you can let me know and I'll relay them to her. Like,
yeah,
I don't know what exactly.
Or you can follow me on Instagram.
Yeah, where can they follow you on Instagram?
LexiTate44.
Hey, you happen to be a time traveler and listening to this on the day of July 24th, 2022? Then vote Lexi's poll.
Then vote for my poll. Yeah.
And see
what... let's do one final check.
I checked. It was like only 15% are saying two fingers.
Okay.
Now.
Yeah, I want to see the exact breakdown.
63 or something percent is saying.
So we have... 62%, 8 votes for 3 fingers, 23%, 4 votes for 3 fingers, and 2 votes, 15%, one of those votes being you, are on the 2 finger crowd. I'm going to blow some minds.
Yeah. Wait, how many did you say were on 4 fingers?
3.
Okay.
So a total of 11 votes.
Okay.
11 incorrect and 2 correct.
I need to find this other person who voted
2 fingers.
I went
to grad school with them.
The person who just said 2 fingers. Okay, cool. They know what they're talking about. They know what's up.
Shout out to you, Donnie.
Cool. Donnie, you're my only friend out of Lexi's friends. Other than Bobby. She's nice. Anyways.
Shout out to Bobby.
All right. Last name redacted for her own privacy's sake. All right. That's it for this week. As I say at the end of every episode of Paleo Bites. I guess, if this is your final episode, is there anything you'd like to say to get off your chest?
I mean, I don't think it's going to be my final episode.
It probably won't.
So.
I'm just playing it up for drama effect, though.
Oh, okay.
So, like, as we go, I'm going to get the trumpets going or the bagpipes. Or
okay, yeah, because I personally would love to come back and talk about one of these absolute weird...
The Mononychus.
Weird psychopaths. with one friggin' finger on both arms.
I'm going to talk to you about Mononychus. And I'm going to
find
some
more. That's
more
like a praying mantis situation. That's like a praying mantis.
Yeah.
You just have like a big spike coming out of your body.
Also, like, what about the sea? Like, could you find another sea monster?
No, but I mean, like, like, can you imagine trying to brush your teeth?
No, because they, I don't know. They didn't.
I don't know. Do you know how good the hygiene of a dinosaur is?
Okay, you get one of those toothbrushes that has like a little circle thing on the end. You just poke that.
Yeah, that's true. I suppose. me there.
Or
that's
you use
plausible.
Your long finger, just pick your teeth.
Like an absolute... like, I'm a lady, okay?
Well, and also, to be fair, I probably couldn't reach it anyways because Mononychus had very little fingers.
Or like if you had to itch yourself?
Use your foot.
How sharp was it? I don't know. There's a lot of questions.
Well, it's like, you know,
the point is, I'm going to have to come back to answer all the questions.
You know, birds only have two fingers, right? But actually, they're fused together into one.
I don't get
one.
Close to birds, really.
They're fused together into one for the wing.
Weird.
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about the feet, though? On their
no,
feet
the wings.
Thing? Okay.
The wing. I mean, the wings are arms, technically.
Yeah, I guess I have never, like, looked closely at a bird's, like,
I mean, obviously, there's not
skeletal.
Fingers there, so.
Right.
But if you look inside the skeleton.
Can you imagine if your bird could
just
grab things like an angel, like, just, yeah.
Well, I mean, some birds do grab things with their feet, but
yeah. with their feet, but I'm talking, like, if just a little hand came out behind the wing. Creepy, yeah.
It would be creepy. Although, in cartoons, a lot of times they give them what's called feather fingers, where they use their feathers like fingers, so.
It's inaccurate.
Yeah. Anyways. All right, that's it for this week. And good luck and Godspeed, Lexi Ryan, even though you'll be back probably.
I'm moving to Boston.
You're moving to Boston.
Yeah, forget about it. I don't know if that's the right
Let us
accent.
Know. I wish I could come up with another stereotype about Boston other than this, but let me know how Dunkin' Donuts is.
There's Dunkin' Donuts. They also are known as massholes.
Mass
and
souls.
It's also known as Beantown because beans are a big thing over there.
Isn't also Harvard there in Boston?
Harvard's there. Yeah. MIT. I'm going to be right next to Harvard, MIT. There's also Northeastern, Tufts University, Boston University, Boston College. Lots of smart people in that city.
Nice.
Some
are very,
hanging with them.
Very.
And Salem is just around the corner.
Oh, so you could. So
already
you
got invited
find all
to
the witches.
I already got invited to a witchy thing in
nice,
Salem.
So nice.
Very excited.
Cool. Very few dinosaurs in that on the eastern coast of the U.S.
Okay.
Because
well, that's a bummer.
Because the formation of like the geological activity there weathers away too much based on where it is. Like we have very few fossils on the eastern side of the U.S. Most of them are on the western side. So
weird. Yeah. I mean, I guess that makes sense.
I mean, they were definitely there,
right?
But we just don't have any evidence for them, so it's very confusing. Because like
the dinosaurs in that area are more mysterious.
Yeah, because like there's two. So remember. I think, remember telling you in Cretaceous times there was an inland sea that split North America in two?
Vaguely.
Yeah. It's not that it was, the continent was split in two. It was that the sea levels were higher. And so there was an ocean in between. That's why we find mosasaur fossils in Kansas.
Okay.
So, because there was an ocean there.
Right.
And this western side of the continent was called Laramidia. And there were so there were so many dinosaurs there that we know of, like so many.
Cool.
The other side was Appalachia. We have very few there. We have a few. There's some lucky ones, but most of them, it's very mysterious what's over
That's
in Appalachia.
Cool. Yeah.
So,
well, when the oceans start to dry up more, which they probably won't actually, they probably raise.
They raise more.
yeah. Then it'll remain a mystery.
Yeah. Anyways, bye guys.
Bye.